Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a civil action has opened in London seeking to have Donegal man John Downey held responsible for the 1982 Hyde Park bombing. The number of reported incidents of violence and aggression against staff at Letterkenny University Hospital has trebled. The Domestic Violence Service Lifeline has told members of the Inishowen Municipal District that they are in dire straits financially and need help to secure government funding. And Guardian Milford are warning of the latest scam during the rounds. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, a civil action has opened in London seeking to have Donegal man John Downey held responsible for the 1982 Hyde Park bombing in which four members of the Household Cavalry lost their lives. The case against Mr Downey is being brought by Sarah Young, the daughter of Lieutenant Corporal Geoffrey Young, one of those killed. The case is expected to last until tomorrow. Donal Kavanagh has more.
A criminal trial in relation to the same issue against Mr Downey collapsed in 2014 after it emerged he'd received a so-called on-the-run letter from the British government assuring him that he was not wanted in relation to any offence. Yesterday, the court in London was told that fingerprint evidence links Mr Downey to the IRA car bomb used in the attack, in which he denies any involvement. The civil case is expected to last until tomorrow. Mr Downey is not being represented at the court. 67-year-old John Downey from Creasla is currently on remand at McGabbery Prison in relation to accusations that he was involved in a 1972 bomb attack in Enniskillen, in which two UDR soldiers were killed.
The number of reported incidents of violence and aggression against staff at Letterkenny University Hospital has trebled. Freedom of Information figures obtained by the Donegal Democrat show there were 14 reported incidents in 2016, 24 in 2017 and 42 in 2018. Of the 42 incidents reported last year, 18 involved physical harassment or abuse, 8 involved verbal harassment or abuse, 4 involved non-compliance or obstruction, and there were 4 cases of sexual harassment. Journalist Michelle Nifajin told Today's 9 till noon show that the real figure may in fact be higher.
Something else that we don't take into the equation really is that there would be a number of incidents of harassment or physical or verbal abuse that don't or aren't reported.
Yeah.
And that in itself is a hidden figure behind this 42, which is a huge increase, which is treble the amount as 2016. And the thing that really, I think, hits home with people is that these are the people that are in the front line. These are the people who are there to care for you. These are the people you go to when you're sick.
Mm.
And no amount of, you know, you cannot condone any type of negative behaviour towards these people at all.
Mm.
And if you look at the figures for physical harassment and abuse, in 2016 you had 11, in 2017 you had 19, and in 2018 you had 18. Now, if you put them three figures together, you get 48 incidents reported of physical harassment and abuse towards staff at that hospital over a three-year period. Now, that is huge. And as well as that, if you look at the figure of 42 in 2018 for reported incidents, that's almost once a week.
Yeah.
Like, these people are under pressure, the hospital is under pressure, and they're up against that as well. And they go into this role to be caring towards people, to help people, and, you know, in their moment of need. And people are behaving in this manner towards them.
The lawyer for an Irish man wanted in the UK on manslaughter charges claims there isn't enough information to extradite him. Eamon Harrison from Mayo Bridge, County Down, is fighting extradition to England, where he's wanted in relation to the discovery of 39 bodies in Essex. Our court's correspondent Frank Greeny reports.
Eamon Harrison was arrested at Dublin Port a few days after 39 bodies were found in the container of a lorry in Essex on October 23rd. Police in the UK believe he brought the container to a port in Belgium before it was transported to England, and they want to charge him with 39 manslaughter charges, as well as charges relating to human trafficking and illegal immigration. At a previous hearing, his lawyers raised concerns about the lack of detail in the warrant for his arrest. Further clarity was provided today, but his lawyers raised concerns about the source of that detail and what she claims are its shortcomings. The information was provided by the Crown Prosecution Service. She claims it ought to have been the authority that issued the warrant. She also submits it falls short of what's required because there's nothing to say what dangerous act he's alleged to have committed, and no mention, she says, of any allegation that he put the victims in the container or even knew they were in it. Frank Graney at the High Court.
The Domestic Violence Service Lifeline has told members of the Inishowen Municipal District that they are in dire straits financially and need help to secure government funding. All state funding for domestic violence services goes to the Letterkenny-based Donegal Domestic Violence Service, but Lifeline say they are dealing with up to three times as many clients each month on the peninsula. Manager Mary Doherty told councillors that up to the end of November this year, Lifeline had dealt with 238 helpline calls and 205 counselling sessions. She says she wants the opportunity to show Minister Catherine Zappone what is actually on the ground in Inishowen.
I've been holding on to hope for the last 10 years and I'm not ready just quite yet to give up. We've tried for the last 2 years and we keep being told it's been funded. Donegal Domestic Violence Service are providing the service. It's not humanly possible for them to do it. That's one side of it. The other thing is they don't have enough money to be able to do what we're doing. And she expects them to cover all. Has she been around Donegal? What we provide in Inishowen is basically for, as I keep calling it, the county of Inishowen.
And you pointed out that the Letterkenny-based service provides in the region of 10 to 12 sessions a month. You're providing in the region of 30.
Yes, and that is not counting our child counselling. We're talking about our counselling for women and the drop-ins. And then we haven't included the helpline calls. That isn't included in that figure. So the helpline calls were 278.
And all that's being funded locally through your own fundraising?
Yeah. I keep saying our community obviously know and treasure what we do because they are the people who are bringing the money to us. Every time we think the doors have been closed, our community go out and fundraise to keep our service going. Each of them seem to know somebody who's used it and the benefit it's been to the families.
Finally, the response from councillors was a positive one. Now, councillors cannot promise anything in terms of funding. You ask them to bring their political influence to bear to Dublin through their parties. Are you confident something may come of this, that this perhaps may be what provides the breakthrough?
That's what we're hoping for and that's what we're praying for. And we do believe in Christmas miracles.
A Donegal deputy has told the Dáil that behind the figures being put forward for supplementary estimates is the dysfunctionality of how the government deals with funding the HSE and the health service. Sinn Féin finance spokesperson Deputy Pearse Doherty was speaking in the Dáil this afternoon on a motion for the supplementary budget for public services. He told Minister Patrick O'Donovan that the government appears to have learned nothing from previous governments.
What behind these figures is the dysfunctionality in relation to how the government deals with funding of the HSE and the health service. Because as a result of not funding this service properly, we have a situation now where we have people that can be cared for at home at a fraction of the cost who are in acute hospitals. We have a situation where consultants who are well paid and well educated cannot carry out operations and procedures because the recovery beds are not there for their patients. We have a situation where professionals are not able to carry out their work because of capacity within the hospital. We have a situation where consultants are being paid astronomical figures because they are locums instead because the HSE or the hospital isn't allowed to employ the full-time HSE consultant, and the same applies for nurses. And as a result of that lack of prudent financing and proper budgeting and allocating proper resources to the department, we have a huge underinvestment here. Minister, it is clear that you have learnt nothing from the past. The reality is, in relation to relying on unsustainable tax revenues to fund repeating expenditure, you have learnt nothing.
The Taoiseach hopes there will be a decisive result from the UK general election. Around 49 million people are eligible to vote in what is the UK's third election in less than 5 years. Exit polls will be announced as soon as voting closes at 10 o'clock tonight. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar says he'll be keeping a close eye on proceedings and hopes the result will clear up the uncertainty surrounding Brexit.
Most prime ministers and presidents will be staying up late tonight to watch the results come in, so we might all be a bit bleary-eyed in the morning. Obviously, it's entirely a decision for the people of the United Kingdom to elect whichever government they want. I just hope that the result is decisive so that we know where we're going over the next few months.
Gardaí and Milford are warning of the latest scam doing the rounds. They say they have received a number of reports from elderly people who have received calls from a number starting with 051347 and the person purporting to be from the Revenue Office. The callers in these cases are said to have been very aggressive in their manner and have requested bank and personal details. Gardaí are asking people to advise any elderly or vulnerable neighbours or friends that such scam calls are occurring and to never give out their personal or bank details over the phone. The Gaelic of the Inishowen Municipal District says the draft plan which has been presented for Mullen Head is an exciting one which shows the huge potential for the area. The plans were presented at a series of consultation meetings this week at Mullen Head, Mullen Town, Carndonagh and Culdaff. Councillor Marshall McDermott said the reaction of people when they saw the plans shows how far Mullen Head has come since 2015 when the main topic for discussion was the lack of a public toilet. Councillor McDermott says the public consultation which is now underway is vitally important.
It's a big plan. There's going to be a massive wow factor at Mallon Head, there's no question about that. I'm delighted that we're at a point now where we have a proposal. The community now has their say again on what they think of the proposal now that Fáilte Éireann, Donegal County Council and the management structure that there has put together. It's going to take a bit of time to get this all over the line, but it's a fantastic project. It will change the perspective of Inishowen. It will change tourism in this county of Donegal. It will certainly bring international visitors to Inishowen and to Mallon Head, because the proposals that are there now will give that wow factor when you get to Mallon Head. Most of all, what we want is that we can keep visitors here for a longer period of time, that we're going to increase the numbers in our hotels or B&Bs, restaurants, that people can start up businesses, people can sustain business here in rural Ireland and rural Inishowen, and that's what that's all about.
Much is made of the connection between Inishowen and Derry, and it would appear that you cannot talk about a major tourism development in Inishowen without bringing in Derry, without bringing in Northern Ireland. There is going to have to be a cross-border dimension here, particularly in terms of marketing.
Absolutely. The vitally important, we do have a lot of cross-border trade. We are close to Belfast, we're close to Derry. You know, the Giant's Causeway in the north brings 700,000-800,000 visitors. That option's there to bring a lot of those people over here to Mallon Head and on down through the county. If that's marketed right, and if what's been proposed at Mallon Head is done right and done over the next number of years, there's massive, massive potential there, Donal, for Inishowen and for the whole northwest of Donegal around to Northern Ireland as well.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure in Letterkenny. Now offering the new Donegal GAA Nevis range in store or online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
At 5:15, it's time for the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Start with the Europa League, and at 5:05, an Arsenal win away to Standard Liège this evening will secure top spot in Group F. Elsewhere, Celtic, they're guaranteed top billing in Group E, regardless of their result away to Cluj. And at 8:00, Wolves, they're likely to make a host of changes for their meeting with Beşiktaş, despite needing a win to seal Group K's top spot. And Rangers won at home to Young Boys, we'll see them win Group G, and Manchester United will win Group L with victory at home to Partizan Belgrade. Back at home, Dundalk have signed Dara Leahy from Bohemians. The Republic of Ireland under 21 defender played for two seasons at Dalymount following his return from Coventry. Leahy is Dundalk's third signing of the close season following the arrivals of Greg Sloggett and Will Patching. And Republic of Ireland under 21 midfielder Gavin Kilkenny has signed a new deal with Bournemouth. The 19-year-old has put pen to paper on a long-term contract with the Premier League club, having made a senior debut this season. Elsewhere, former Republic of Ireland winger Aidan McGeady has been told he can leave Sunderland. The 33-year-old has been frozen out at the League One club. It follows McGeady being pictured at a McDonald's after Sunderland's defeat to Gillingham at the weekend. And the government are to consider proposals to split the FAI into two. A number of prominent football figures, including Niall Quinn and Brian Kerr, are believed to be a part of a discussion around the establishment of a separate body which would be supported by the state to the tune of €10 million per annum to support grassroots community and development funding. As part of the plan, the FAI would cater for the international teams and elite level players funded by commercial sponsorship. In other news, cross-channel, Red Bull Salzburg have confirmed they're in talks to sell Takumi Minamino to Liverpool. The Austrian club's sporting director, Christoph Freund, says it's an honour when clubs are interested in their players. It's believed the Japanese international forward has a release clause of €8.5 million. And Richard Masters has been appointed as the new chief executive of the Premier League. He's been in the job on an interim basis since Richard Scudamore left in November 2018. Masters is the fourth person to be offered the role. In Gaelic games, it's unclear if Jim Gavin's replacement as Dublin's senior football manager will be appointed at a meeting of the Dublin County Board tonight. Former players Desi Farrell and Declan Darcy are believed to be the front runners for the vacant position. In hurling action tonight, the Ulster GAA Hurling Conor McGurk Cup, there's one game down for decision. Queen's University, they host Tyrone. In rugby, Ulster head coach Dan McFarlane has made two changes to his side for tomorrow's Heineken Champions Cup trip to Harlequins. Matt Faddies comes in the right wing with Kieran Treadwell coming in at second row to partner captain Ian Henderson. Craig Gilroy and Alan O'Connor, they drop to the bench. Ulster lead pool three with 3 wins from three ahead of tomorrow's game at the Stoop. In boxing, Donegal is to be the base for the Irish boxing team ahead of the 2020 Olympic Games. After a visit by their high performance director Bernard Dunn recently, the IABA will use the Finn Valley Centre in Stranraer as their training camp before they head for Tokyo. Speaking on Highland Radio, Patsy McGonigal is hopeful there could be more camps for teams in the future at the centre.
All of the facilities are here, absolutely. It ticks the box entirely, and accommodation locally, all can be can be accessed by walking here, there and everywhere. So look, no, it's and then there is a big boxing fraternity in Donegal. It would be good for the sport, so just not good for the economics of the area and the focus in the area, but for the boxing fraternity in Donegal. And indeed, whereas the focus would be now, right now, would be on the Olympic Games, I mean, I would be concerned that this would be an ongoing development, that underage teams, international teams would come train together, because that is the way it operates in many, many ways. And I discussed this with Bernard, the various options, not just Ireland coming, but say USA and different teams would come train together, which does happen and continues to happen. And it makes sense that the elite athletes from other countries would come together. So look, these are all options, and are all being explored and will be developed in the coming year.
Patsy McGonigal there. In snooker, Mark Allen has breezed into the last 16 of the Scottish Open. The Antrim man beat Elliot Seltzer by 4-1 in Glasgow this morning. Later on, Allen will play Chris Wakelin in the fourth round. And finally, this evening in golf, a winning start for Tiger Woods couldn't prevent the international side from building a commanding lead over America after the opening day of golf's President's Cup. Ernie Els' team have a 4-1 advantage after the four balls, their largest ever after the opening session in the tournament's history. The four-day event switches to foursomes tonight before four matches of each format across two sessions tomorrow and 12 singles fixtures on Sunday. That's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, the Dáil has passed a bill calling for an immediate rent freeze. The Sinn Féin bill passed 83 votes to 36 with Fianna Fáil support. It calls for a 3-year rent freeze and for the government to examine a tax rebate for renters. The bill will now move to committee stage where further amendments can be made. Disabilities Minister Finian McGrath has agreed to meet with Donegal Oireachtas members next week to discuss funding for iCare in Inishowen and the Bluestack Special Needs Foundation in Donegal Town. The HSE has estimated that €150,000 in funding is needed for Bluestacks per annum and €100,000 for iCare. However, both organisations have received just €36,000 in core funding over the past 2 years. Donegal Senator Padraig McLaughlin has received confirmation that funding will be made available in 2020. Also, however, he says a long-term government commitment is now vital.
What's happened is that the HSE in Donegal have taken up the slack for a government commitment. The HSE in Donegal have provided €36,000. I'm pleased to say that will continue next year in 2020. But what we need from the Minister, both Minister for Disabilities and Minister for Health, is to put additional funding on the table and to make sure that we can sustain both organisations into the future.
When Northern Isle tonight will be cold and windy with frequent showers. The showers will be heavy at times with a risk of hail and thunder and some of them wintry. Lowest temperatures of 2 to 4 degrees in fresh to strong or near gale force and gusty westerly winds. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, a civil action has opened in London seeking to have Donegal man John Downey held responsible for the 1982 Hyde Park bombing in which four members of the Household Cavalry lost their lives. The case against Mr Downey is being brought by Sarah Young, the daughter of Lieutenant Corporal Geoffrey Young, one of those killed. The number of reported incidents of violence and aggression against staff at Letterkenny University Hospital has trebled. The Freedom of Information figures obtained by the Donegal Democrats show that there were 14 reported incidents in 2016, 24 in 2017 and 42 in 2018. The Domestic Violence Service Lifeline has told members of the Inishowen Municipal District that they are in dire straits financially and need help to secure government funding. All state funding for domestic violence services goes to the Letterkenny-based Donegal Domestic Violence Service, but Lifeline say they are dealing with up to three times as many clients each month on the peninsula. And Gardaí and Milford are warning of the latest scam during the rounds. They say they have received a number of reports from elderly people who have received calls from a number starting with 051347 and then the person purporting to be from the Revenue Office. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Thursday evening, December the 12th. The death has taken place of Margaret Toy, named McLucas Mullen Carndonna, remains en route from the Eternal Light Chapel Rest Mountaintop Letterkenny to her home. Fiona leaving her home on Sunday morning at 10:30, going to the Church of the Sacred Heart Carndonna for 11 o'clock Mass, interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations if desired to Oncology Unit at Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Pat Kelly, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Michael McLaughlin, Calhame, Linsford, Buncrana. Michael's remains are reposing at his residence. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in the Star of the Sea Church, Desert Tegney, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. House private place from 10 p.m. until 10 a.m. The death has taken place of Meta Ross Glenn, Ita Bellevue Lisfannan Birch. Funeral leaving her late home tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 for 2 o'clock service in Burt Presbyterian Church, followed by burial in the adjoining burial ground. House private, family flowers only, donations if desired to Foyle Search and Rescue, 20 Victoria Road, Derry. The death has taken place of Patrick Flynn, 2 Granshire Road, Buncrana. His remains will repose at Murphy's Funeral Home with viewing today and tomorrow from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. Removal on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock, going to Lakelands Crematorium, County Cavan, for service at 2 o'clock, followed by cremation. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. And the death has taken place of Johnny Patton, 211 Ballycommon Estate, Strabane. His remains are reposing at his mother Anna Patton's home, 13 Laurel Drive, Strabane. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:25 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Foyle Hospice, Kev Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight.